Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Therapy sucks, or so you thought. I know it can be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all of the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later.
Am I the asshole for dumping my girlfriend after she expected me to pay for everyone on her birthday? I, 24, male, and my girlfriend, 24, female, have been dating for 4 years. On my girlfriend's 24th birthday, 2 weeks ago, I booked a table at a pretty nice restaurant for me, her, and four of her friends. I want to clarify beforehand that I earn quite a bit more than my girlfriend. I cover all the rent and utilities for her apartment, while she covers household expenses like groceries and such. While at the restaurant, I noticed how she and all her friends ordered some of the most expensive items on the menu. At the time, I thought I would only be covering mine and my girlfriend's bill, so I wasn't really concerned. When the bill arrived and the waiter asked if I would like to split the bill, I said yes. I told the waiter that that was my girlfriend and I ordered would be on me, and the rest should be decided between her friends. The bill totaled around 1,100 euros. It's like $1,300 US dollars. I remember the smiles being wiped off their faces as soon as I said that. I ended up paying for my girlfriend's and my food, while her friends paid for theirs. I remember the car ride home being awfully silent. I kept asking my girlfriend if something was wrong, but she kept insisting that she was just tired. And no, she wasn't just tired. My girlfriend ended up giving me the silent treatment for the next week. I would keep asking her if something was wrong, but she would always refuse to say what the issue was. The thought of me not paying, being the culprit, kept creeping into my mind, but I would always reassure myself by telling myself that my girlfriend wouldn't be dumb enough to expect me to pay for everyone's food. I just lost the last Monday and demanded an answer from her. She ended up telling me that I embarrassed her in front of her friends by not paying for everyone. I asked her why it was my responsibility to pay. She told me that since I organized everything and I was the man, I was obliged to pay for everyone. We ended up getting into a heated argument and I ended up staying at my parents' house for the next couple of days to gather my thoughts. I came home last Friday and her attitude towards me didn't change one bit. When I confronted her again, she told me that she told me to transfer the money her friends paid for the food and only then would she talk to me. Jesus Christ. We got into another heated argument and I broke up with her then and there, telling her to pack her things. While leaving, she called me a broke boy and wished me good luck finding another girlfriend with my brokey mentality. I almost immediately regretted dumping her on the spot for something that in the grand scheme of things is really small. She sent me an apology yesterday for calling me those names, but she insisted on me paying back her friends if I wanted to make our relationship work. I have been a mess since. I don't want to throw away 4 years with someone I consider to be the future of my mother or my kids. I could have given her friends a heads up that I wouldn't be covering for them, and I know that's completely my fault, but her behavior over the past 2 weeks has also been quite concerning to me. But again, I love her too much for the situation to be the end of our relationship. I just want to swallow my pride and send her friends the money and forget about everything. Am I the asshole here? Did I overreact? Should I apologize / send her friends the money? Long read. But it's an interesting conversation to have.
I mean, the comment, one of the top comments that's here is, she sent me an apology yesterday for calling me those names, but she insisted on me paying back her friends if I wanted to make our relationship work. She literally values a few hundred dollars to each of her friends over your relationship. She is so concerned and upset that you broke up with her that this is still the top of the list of demands to make the relationship work. Let that sink in, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know if we're just in a different playing field.
Yeah.
That people with money have these kind of... like, is this really a problem? Do people with a lot of money experience this? Where they go out and they invite their girlfriends and the girlfriends are like, yeah, my man's going to cover. Like, where are these girls? Who are you? Where do you go? Who do you date? Who are you with? Where do you find these guys?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, dude, because I work at a restaurant and in a higher-end hotel, and I've had, you know, groups of people come in, 6, 7, 8 people, 10 people, and there was one guy or two guys, and there was multiple girls, girlfriends, wives, et cetera, et cetera. And I've seen where guys just nonchalant, just $800, put down the credit card, not an issue, you know. Obviously, I don't know the context behind that transaction, that interaction. But so there are guys who have the money to just be like, yeah, that's, you know. Obviously, I don't know what happens at the back end of it, but the way they behave, it's just like, you can tell, man. There's guys like, they want to break down, or I paid this, I paid that. And then there are the few guys, doesn't happen all the time, but there are a few guys who can just like, I got it like that. Because $800 on a dinner to us is a fucking lot. That's half the rent that we pay, right? It's a lot of money. But for people who make, I don't know, 300 grand a year, 400 grand a year, $800 is, you know, a few hours of work maybe, even less probably. So for them, it's like $800. So to us regular folks, right, I wouldn't be able to do that, you know? Funny enough, because I took my girl... I surprised my girl to a birthday dinner or birthday brunch with her friends. And I kind of orchestrated the whole thing, and it was a surprise, and she didn't know, and I invited her friends, whatever. But I never thought of, like, do I have to pay for everything?
Did
like,
they think that you would?
No, I don't. Not at all. There's no way. So it's like...
But I also don't think that that's the person that you've portrayed to be.
Exactly. Like, they know, like, dude, this guy works at a restaurant. Like you know, he's hustling, has two jobs, but, you know, this going on. Like, this guy is not made out of money. And if I did, obviously, I think that would be a different conversation. Also, it's also depends on where do you invite those people. Like, what kind of plan? Are you telling them to go to, like, this super high-end restaurant where it's like, yo, you're inviting
me? They paid 1,100 euros.
A lot.
It sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. I mean...
Who knows for four people,
yeah, that's a lot. But then again, the guy was saying, like, they ordered the most expensive things, this and this. I don't know, man. To be honest, my girlfriend would never expect for me to pay for all of her girlfriends. I don't know about you. I don't think Christina would either, you know?
No, I'm just trying to under... I would love to know who these people are. Like, where do you find these people who... I don't know, because I'm thinking that when we had No Limit.
Yeah.
No Limit Boss, whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, him. No Limit. Dude, he had it like that. Like, he would just buy girls shit whenever he wanted to, just because he wanted them to look good when he was out. You know what I mean? So he was like that. I don't think it would even bother. And I think that if he did invite a lot of people, he would just pay.
For sure.
I guess this guy is just not at that level.
Yeah.
But then again, it seems like this girl was expecting a man at that level.
Before we continue, we wanted to take a minute to emphasize how important it is to take care of your health. As we always say, every healthy relationship starts with yourself. Now, taking care of it isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 2 years, we've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. With one scoop mixed with water, once a day, every day, it makes us feel like we're ready to take on the day. But it actually makes sense why. I mean, each serving of AG1 delivers our daily doses of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. Personally, AG1 just set something off in my brain.
I drink it first thing in the morning every single day, and it sets the foundation for my day. I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from Whole Foods. I like to think of it as a nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day. My morning routine isn't complete without AG1, and neither should yours. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. That's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
But also like, you know, like her behavior, her response is very telling. And I think he kind of mentioned that. And
they've been together for 4 years.
Yeah.
Too, dude.
But then it's like, you've been together 4 years and you call the guy you've been with for 4 years
brokey
and like break up with that because of that. Like, to me, that's a bigger red flag than the whole situation to begin with. Like, that is a problem. Like, your response to the issue, you know, you could have said it in a manner where it's more respectful. Hey, you made the plans. I was under the impression that, you know, this would be taken care of by you, you know, like there could have been handled so much differently. So I think that is kind of the issue, I think, a big part of it. I mean, obviously, I don't know what your thoughts are.
Do you think a woman would rather struggle with a guy she likes or be taken care of by a guy she doesn't?
Oh, good question. I think nowadays there's a lot of women who rather date a guy and be taken care of by him. Even if they don't really like that guy. Like, oh, you know, he's whatever. We come across it a lot of times. Not all the women, you know, people are going to be like, oh, not me. I'm not talking about every woman, bitch. I'm talking about the general population. Yes, a lot of women, they don't want to struggle. They don't want to fucking deal with that shit. And the argument is like, well, you know what? Every guy cheats. You know, you'd rather be with one that fucking takes care of all your bills, whatever, all that kind of stuff. But I think there's some really good guys out there. And most of them cannot afford to pay for every single bill. For everything, you know. So I think most, to answer your question, yeah, I think most women would rather just be taken care of, and even with a guy they don't really like.
Yeah, because like we've seen a lot of things when it comes to relationships, and I've seen instances where it's like, oh, like you lost your job, I'm out, then
peace,
you know, because yeah. It's like, well, what do you mean? I thought, you know, we're building something. It's like, no, how am I going to be with you if you can't support me?
Yeah.
You know, so then it kind of just makes me think, like, why do people, like, what is the basis of getting into a relationship? Mm. Is it to be happy with the person? But then again, you can say, well, am I happy if I'm struggling? That's really not happiness. I guess it depends on people's definition of what happiness means to them.
But it's also, it's like, are we struggling because the economy is tough and you're grinding and we're trying to figure this out? We're 30 years old and we don't really know what the
fuck we're doing. Don't be biased.
But then, I'm not. But because why are we struggling? Because you're lazy and don't want to have a job?
No, but what if you do, but it just doesn't pay enough?
What?
Like, let's say you have a job, but it doesn't pay enough.
But are you ambitious enough to make more money?
Sure, but
then
what if,
okay, then those are two different things. Because if you're content with where you are and this is not the life that I want to live, then you have all the rights to say, you know what, this is not for me. But if you're saying, well, this person, you're grinding and we're just going through it, but I know there's going to be better days ahead.
Let me paint the example, because you're still like putting the shoe on your foot and thinking that like we're using your own situation as the example. Look at the examples that when we see reels of it, it's like, oh, how much do you expect your man to make? And then you see these average girls out there like, oh, 400, 500 grand, right? Mm. Like at that level, that's a completely different person than someone who's making maybe 70, 80, you know? Yeah. Because that's not bad money, but ain't enough money to this point in Miami, that's struggling. You know what I mean? Making 100 grand is, you're right there, you know? So then it's like, even if you were to make 100 grand in Miami, you're kind of struggling. You're not balling. You're like, all right. It's something you can go on vacations whenever you want. It's something you can go out and enjoy dinners whenever you want, especially when you got a girl and if you're supporting her. So now I ask the question again. Do you think a girl would rather be struggling? Because at that point, she's struggling. Same girl. She doesn't want to work. She ain't working. Would she rather struggle with the guy making 100 that she likes, or would she rather be unhappy with a guy who's taking care of her making 500 grand?
Most women would probably be unhappy and be taken care of by the guy who makes 500 grand.
Do you think that when they say that they don't really love the man, like they don't really like the guy, but they're happy knowing that she can be taken care of and supported, do you think that that's more important than genuinely having feelings and having something special with the man, yet he's not making the same?
You just rephrase your first question. It's like, yeah, like...
Yeah, I'm asking, right. It's a teeter. So which one do you think...
I think women will choose stability over the genuine love that they have for the person. You know?
Women.
Yeah. Generally speaking, you know, obviously...
You think men will do the same?
What do you mean? That men will go for...
It's kind of hard to use that example, though.
Okay. Great way of putting it. I feel like men do not care is relative about a woman's profession or how much she makes, as long as they care about the character, the who she is. Like Claudia, like I love her to death. I don't care if she would make $30,000 or if she makes $300,000. Doesn't make no difference to me, because I love her, and the goal is for me to make enough money that her income is almost irrelevant to our life and the life that we live. But I feel like a lot of women don't have the same mentality, the same mindset. To them, it's like, yeah, how much can he provide? How much is he making? Like, what are his resources like? But us men, do you care how much Christina makes? Have you ever, you know, I can't, you probably care. She's ambitious. She's happy. She's goal-oriented. But there's really no number attached to that.
No.
Right? Or?
No. I'm just happy how she treats me.
How she treats you, how she's kind, she's loving, she's generous. She's compassionate. She brings you peace.
She cares.
She cares.
Certain degree peace. Certain degree.
Certain degree. Solitude, right? Like, she's your life partner. But you don't care if she makes $50,000 or if she makes $5,000.
No, yeah. I see what you mean.
You know? As long as she's, like, she goes after her goal, she's ambitious, and she's, you know, that. But women definitely don't.
Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that women, because the thing is, like, yeah, oh, I love this guy. I could be with him, but he can't support me. So this guy can. I love that. I love that I can be supported.
You think it's...
Why do you...
I think it has something to do with... And I think we may have touched up on this with Mac and Murphy. Could it be like a biological instinct that women are attracted towards...
Providers,
people who have resources, right?
Could be.
Back in the days, it was people who had the hunting skills to gather food, and now it's people who have careers to increase their financial income, right?
I mean, there's a sense of, I think, of power, you know, that I think could be attractive to women.
Sure.
Like, for example, like, I think about all the time, like, you see these guys that maybe they're not the best looking, but then they're with these really, really pretty women.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they're gold diggers. But to a certain degree, like, the guy may have... He may be very successful, which, sure, he has money, but with money, he has confidence. With confidence, he has control. He probably is a powerful figure, just knowing that he's successful. You know, you walk different when you know you got it like that.
Sure.
So it could be that in itself is what attracts women. And so it may not be that I genuinely have this love for you, but there is this attraction to you that maybe it is some form of love. Of maybe, again, like, I don't find you attractive. But the fact that I know that you can provide and you'll put me in front of everybody and you know, and I know you'll take care of me, like, that in itself, it's like, damn, like, that could be attractive. You
think that could be attractive. Also, the fact that women will know that those individuals are of higher value towards other females, when, like, other, that's usually when you see when a guy, a lot of women are surrounded or surrounding men, this particular man, it's like other women will be like, oh, What's with this guy? Why is he so special? Why are there so many women around him? And it's, and I think that could be a correlation for sure. So, good question. I mean, obviously, we're here. We're not experts on this. But I think the general consensus is that women are definitely drawn to people who have more resources, who are in a better financial position. And you see it on social media all the time. And it's like, I feel like social media has made it worse, you know, because you see some videos of like, and we've talked about this, I brought it up, like women in the 70s and 60s and 50s. And they're like, oh, what's your ideal man and whatever. And they just, oh, you know, we would just want a guy who's a good man, is a good husband and this and this. And like very things that are very attainable. And then we have this video, we've seen it where the woman, like, oh, what do you want in a man? Oh, he has to make X amount of money. Like, that's the first thing that a lot of women will say. They value a man based on how much he provides, how much financial resources he has. And so I think it's kind of shallow, and I wish it wasn't like that, but unfortunately it is. More so in Miami or other major cities, you know. I mean, we see it every day, you know.
Well, let us know what you think. Is this guy in the wrong? What do you think?
I don't think I. Yeah, what do you think about that? The whole consensus about his.
I think it's shameful that it took 4 years for him to realize that he's with this person who values money more than their relationship.
Yeah,
I guess the high in the priorities. Yeah, I feel kind of bad for him because I guess he was bamboozled for so long, but I guess it's better now than later on when they actually do get married and have children.
True.
And he's with this woman that's only wanting money. I mean, imagine if it gets to the point where they get divorced and stuff.
Oh, she's going to take him for everything.
Is that really who you want to be with, dude?
Yeah. Man, cut your losses right now.
I think this is a blessing in disguise. Let us know what you guys think. Till next time.
See you guys.
Peace.